Welcome to Real Living. This is Lavinia Spirito with Mary Lou Nemecek. We're going to introduce the subject of Lent. Lent, as we all know, is coming, and by the time you hear this, we may be in full swing of Lent. But it's coming up upon us as we tape this show at the beginning of February of 2018. It seems like Lent is always sneaking up on me, and so is Advent, but Advent less, but Lent, right?
Yes, and it's early this year, so I think it's sneaking up on all of us, actually.
It's early, and then on top of that, Ash Wednesday is on Valentine's Day, which it's always interesting, you know?
That's going to cut down on the chocolate.
I know, right? Valentine's Day of all days. So, you know, we've done many shows on Lent. And we'll probably be repeating ourselves because a lot of, obviously, the basics about Lent are what they are. But we thought we would introduce a different element or a more helpful element this year. Catholic Way Bible Study will be sponsoring a seminar called Unbound, as in like untied. And it's based on Neil Lozano, L-O-Z-A-N-O. Neil Lozano's breakthrough book entitled Unbound, A Practical Guide to Deliverance. You know, and most Catholics hear deliverance and they go through the roof. What do you mean? I'm not possessed, or, you know, whatever situation I'm praying for, it's not that bad, you know, that kind of thing. But really, deliverance, which would be acknowledging that there are evil spirits at work and that there are ways in which we are held back from living the full life that God wants us to live. It should be a part of all of our lives. Now, remember, you and I did a show, I think a couple months ago, on the differences between oppression oppression, infestation, possession, you know, mm-hmm. about the various kinds of demonic activity. And I think at this point we're talking about just we're not talking about full-out possession, because that requires a bishop-appointed exorcist. So we're not talking about that. We're not talking about possession. But what we are talking about is about the many ways in which our secular society has allowed all kinds of really bad spiritual influences to infest our lives and to hold us back. You know, I mean, we might be Mother Teresa, but we might have one area in our lives in which we are in bondage. Not necessarily because, you know, it's the exorcist and the devil is in there, you know, poking at, but because we may be wounded by a past experience. You know, we may be, you know, things going back to childhood. The classic example that he gives in the book is children of parents who are alcohol dependent, or children of parents who are substance abused, or, you know, spouses of people with very deep problems and many, you know, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. Somebody who lives with you. Somebody whose problems or who caused problems in your life, who you may have a hard time forgiving because they hurt you, you know, or you might have a hard time going near that whole area because it's painful. And you might be perfectly fine and well-adjusted and fine in every other area, but you might have a couple areas which are just tender to the touch. You know, when you have a toothache and it hurts to put pressure on that tooth, but if you don't put pressure on that tooth, you kind of can go through it. Life, you know, mm-hmm. pretending like you don't have a sore spot. There's a lot of us going around with sore spots, and this Lent might be an excellent opportunity to kind of perhaps ask the Lord to shed light on the sore spots in our life, because in the end, the Lord wants us to be healthy, right? He wants us to be released from problems, and he wants us to be released from bondage. Will that make our lives perfect? No, because there's no such thing as a perfect light on this side of the veil, right? But will it make us more effective servants and evangelizers? Yes. So that's kind of where we're going. What do you think?
I'm familiar with Unbound, and I would just suggest to people they can go to heartofthefather.com and find out about Unbound, because it gives you a wonderful overview of it. And
tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's if you go to heartofthefather.com, it will tell you about the Unbound Ministry and their approach to deliverance and healing prayers. And this was developed by Neil Lozano. And the focus of this model is on an individual as you deeply listen to their story and heart, as you've just been talking about. Those instances in our lives that we can't quite release, and we need to. And Unbound is a safe, loving, effective prayer model that helps people to respond to the good news of the gospel. So it's all gospel-centered. And then it applies the truth to our lives by using the five basic keys, which you're going to go into now. But it's you and I have been through the Unbound process personally, and I can say that it is just the most freeing experience I had in a very long time, because it's all God-centered, and as such, the approach and the techniques used do nothing but to provide healing and grace from my experience with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what our Lord is all about, right?
Right.
He's all about healing and grace. So, you know, somebody told me yesterday, not everybody's interested in prayer for deliverance. Like, that's just a specialized thing. But I said, if you want to be whole, and if you want to take care of those sore spots, and if you are not being as effective as you could, or if you have problems in your, you know, in your family, in your life, why not try to address, you know, the bondages that we may have been subjected to? Does that make sense?
It does. And it's not like you're standing up in front of a group of people doing this. I don't want people to think that. People are trained in doing Unbound, and they meet with you on an individual basis. And it's really a bonding experience. And I would, as you said, we all need this. I don't know of anyone, unless you're a perfect saint, that wouldn't need something that's contained in the five keys.
Absolutely.
To provide.
And that's something we can do for ourselves in prayer. And it's also, I mean, I really, you know, that whenever I pray with somebody, I always end up using one form of Unbound or another.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, like I said, let me just keep repeating this. This is not exorcism. This is not, you know, the traditional sense of the word of deliverance that maybe some of us may have thought that we knew. It really is something a lot more than that. You know, it's God's mercy for all of us. And why wouldn't we want to be set free? I mean, you know, in the end, that's kind of the way I would look at it, you know. Why not be set free? When he wrote this book, it was, let me see what the date is. I have the book. It was 2003. So it's been around for a while. The author, Neil Lozano, has trained people and has been himself all over the world talking about this. And the ones that really affected me, the stories that I heard, because obviously everybody needs to forgive somebody, right? Everybody's
right.
Been hurt by somebody. I don't care if you lived in sweetness and light your whole life, there's still stuff where people have hurt you and have hurt you perhaps unwittingly, like your parents wouldn't want to hurt you, you know, willingly, but you know, sometimes just life happens, right? And the stories are Nancy and Lloyd Greenhall of Texas, who are associated with Renewal Ministries in Ann Arbor, Michigan, are coming to Lexington to give this Unbound seminar, and they have some amazing stories of leading people through Unbound, so forgiving one another, in places like Rwanda, like Africa, places that are still reeling because one half of the population rose up and slaughtered the other half of the population. And in that story has been repeated throughout the third world and other places. And they have brought the whole message of Unbound and the way of praying, etc., to set people free from incredible burdens of unforgiveness. I mean, how do you forgive? How do you get free of the fact that your next door neighbor rose up one day and hacked your family with a machete? You know, that kind of thing that happened in Rwanda. if you remember the stories of the ethnic cleansing in Rwanda 10, 15 years ago. So, and yet, this kind of prayer will lead people to that kind of freedom, the freedom to be able to forgive, because as we all know, when you cannot forgive and when you hold on to hurts, it's like drinking poison. Slowly but surely, you will be poisoned, not the person that you are not forgiving, right? Although they, of course, have their own problems. Most of our spiritual freedom comes when we learn the truth of who God is and we actually believe what he has said about himself, what he has said about us, and what he has said about how he works in our lives. So what would that mean? That would mean trusting God and reading about him and reading and knowing what the truth is. Like I said before, it's easy. The way that people who work for the Treasury recognize counterfeit bills is they are constantly subjected to real bills. They don't study counterfeit bills. They study the truth.
That's exactly right.
They study the real thing. And that's kind of what we're being invited to do. Don't be limited by what you think God is, by who you think God is, by other people's ideas of God. Don't be limited by what you may have read in the media or in academia about the scriptures or about God, because he is so much more than that. And once you know him personally, you know that you can trust him and you know that you can let him in. Trusting God, along with resisting temptation, repenting of sin, renouncing the works of the devil, and forgiving those who have harmed us, account for 98% of our deliverance. So that's something we can do for ourselves. Many of us do not find complete freedom until we have gained the last 2%, and that would be commanding the enemy to leave. Now, again, this may not be the forum to talk about it, but you know, a lot of us, you know, the famous picture of Augustine for Satan. Satan is a big black dog, right? But he can't hurt you because he is chained to a tree with a 6-foot chain. How do we get hurt? How do we let Satan hurt us? Well, when we get within the purview of that 6-foot chain. And for most of us, that 6-foot chain, you know, letting ourselves into Satan's territory is sin. Sometimes it's substance abuse. Sometimes it's, you know, there's many ways, there's the occult, you know, many ways in which the door can be open for satanic influences to come into our lives. But then some of us are completely innocent. Some of us may have been abused. Some of us may have been in a home with a parent with problems. And sometimes we all know that there are evil influences. We all know that they're not impersonal forces. They are personal forces, and they will hitch a ride. They may inhabit that one area of your life, and they may try to supernaturally make it so tender that you don't want to have to, you know, lance the boil or, right, cut it out. And yet, the only way you're going to be able to do that is by renouncing and by breaking the power of the evil influence. So I thought that was interesting.
You know, I think one of the helpful things about this is that, you know, we do not deserve to be unhappy. We deserve to have joy. And this is one way of attaining that, and instead of carrying all that extra baggage around with us, which keeps weighing us down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is from the introduction to the book Unbound. A Christian friend of mine, a psychologist who does not believe in the devil, sent me the following anecdote. Quote, two boys were walking home from Sunday school after hearing a strong sermon on the devil. One asked, what do you think about all that Satan stuff? And the other one replies, well, you know how Santa Claus turned out. It's probably just your dad. I thought it was kind of funny. The level of influence of evil spirits in one's life is often rooted in one's early experience or lack of experience with dad, mom, and the traumas of life, which is what we've been saying. But the scriptures say in 1 Peter 5:8, quote, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, unquote. That is not a figure of speech. That is a reality. What better prey for the lion than one who has been wounded? And we were talking about the big black dog, the lion, whatever. Opening the things that crack the door, that open the door, are also wounds. This book, is the book Unbound, is not so much about evil spirits as it is about acknowledging the doors we have opened to their influence and learning how to close them. I think that's beautiful.
It is.
Deliverance is no more about the devil than the Exodus is about Pharaoh. Rather, deliverance from evil spirits removes obstacles so we may receive in Christ the Father's blessing. I think that kind of says it all, right?
It does.
Many faithful, committed believers have lived with hidden sin, compulsion, and fear due to spiritual deception. And it may never have occurred to them that they might need deliverance from evil spirits. You know, this is kind of a touchy area. I can just see people's, eyebrows being raised. But in the end, if there's a chance that it means that we could be delivered from sensitive and hurts and unforgiveness and bad areas in our lives and things that have consequences for us and the people who live around us, I'm thinking that it might be a good idea to want to be free, to want to get free of this stuff. You know, so I think that there are, and I've seen it. There are ways in which people who are very effective people, evangelizers, radical disciples, etc. But you dig deep enough, and there is that one area, those two areas in which you are wounded, in which you may not have forgiven, but you are able to wall it off, to compartmentalize. You know, the flu this year is particularly bad. Certain kinds of diseases are bad, like tuberculosis. What does tuberculosis do? It walls itself off in the body of the person and can be there for 20 years, can be there for 30 years. And the minute your immune system takes a dive, what happens? It comes out. But did you know it was there to begin with? No. So you have that kind of an image of the kinds of hurts that we may have suffered. So how to deal with this? Well, again, we have to go back to the master. Know him, read about him. And the more you know him, the more you let him into your life, and the more you pray the prayer of surrender, the more you ask him to come to you, to reveal himself to you, then you can have hope. And you can ask for the blessing, because he is our hope. Because he is our hope, he is our savior. And what's the job description of a savior? It's to save somebody, right? He saves us from sin and from Satan's plan. Jesus reveals us to our hearts so that we can repent, and he gives us the power to forgive others and to renounce the enemy. We have authority over the devil's influence in our lives in the name of Jesus. God wants to bless us. So you have five keys. Those are the famous five keys of the Unbound prayer method. Now, we're going to be speaking about Unbound both as a prayer method that we can use with others, but also as a way for us to hone in on areas of trauma or areas of unforgiveness or areas of hurt in our lives. How does that sound so far, Mary Lou?
I think you're right on target. I mean, it's so familiar to me, and I have such a positive experience with Unbound. And I think when you listen to it, it sounds a bit intimidating. And it's something that gosh, I don't want to go through that experience. Well, this is something that lifts you up. This is something that is so healing and so positive that I can't imagine. You know, I feel very grateful that I had an opportunity to experience it. And it's something that has stayed with me since that time. And I have met Neil, and I can attest for his method, for his ministry, for those that work with him, and the results. And, you know, I think that his book is in like 14 different languages now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not something that's parochial to, you know, the U.S. or a certain area. This is going on around the world today. People need this, and it's, you know, Unbound is a healing method, and it's something that each one of us, if we're aware of it, should certainly take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's not let our preconceived notions about what's possible and what's not possible, and, you know, even the fact that we may be skeptical about the existence of a personal force of evil. You know, we may say, hey, the devil is just a bunch of, you know, it's just human projection of human frailty and failings. Well, that's not the way Jesus speaks about it. That's not the way the saints talk about it. You know, it wasn't like an impersonal figment of man's evils that assaulted Padre Pio. many times. It wasn't, you know, a made-up thing that assaulted the curé of Ars in St. Teresa of Avila many times. You know, the evil one knows who he is to, who he is to oppose an obstacle, and sometimes he will show his hand.
Well, he knows our weak spots, and he's going to keep digging and digging and digging. And he's you know, he's unrelentless. He's going to keep it up, and he's going to, you know, plant himself there, and not leave until we go through, until we make the choice and use what's available to us through the church, through an unbound process to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But you have to recognize that he does exist, and that we are all experiencing some of this.
Amen. Amen. Listen to this story, which is present on the Heart of the Fathers ministry website. It gives a lot of testimonies, and this has to do with rejection. This is a lady saying, "For the past 2 years, I've been literally battling for my life due to a lie that I believe since my husband left me 2 years ago for a woman we met on vacation. The devastation from this affair and the ensuing rejection," and so I think that would apply to anybody whose spouse has left them, or even father or mother has left them, "left me more often than not begging God to take my life." So she was suicidal. "I knew that I would never take my own life, but I was so very badly wanted God to take it for me." Then she goes to the conference, the Unbound Conference. "The week of the conference, I said to myself that I did feel like I was slowly dying. I realized through the teachings that I heard on the Unbound weekend that, first of all, my very dear and sweet husband bought every lie the enemy was selling him. When the enemy whispered to him, 'You're not happy, marriage isn't for you, you're too selfish, the other woman is what you're looking for,' he believed it. Then the enemy turned his attention to me, and I said, 'Sit right down and tell me how you want me to feel,' to the evil one. And he said things like, 'Oh, you're impossible to live with. That's why your husband has left you for this woman. You couldn't keep your life, your man, if a life depended upon, and you should work more hours, been better,' you know, blah, 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 all the lies that come in. After coming into this awareness of my enemy and learning how he operates, my eyes were open to his tactics. He was specially concerned with my husband and our marriage. I see now, because prior to our marriage, my cradle Catholic husband had no relationship with God and the sacraments. After we married, I had a major conversion, and he seemed to have a small one, but big enough that he actually desired to attend Mass for 2.5 years and receive sacraments regularly. I'm sure that the enemy hated that we had these conversions and that our marriage was becoming a sign to other couples." And so there you go. You paint a target on your back when you serve the Lord.
Right.
But praise the Lord, I see, and what now has been revealed to me is that none of my husband's decisions were about me. He bought the lie, and I, in turn, bought the lie. The oppressing spirit of rejection that has oppressed me for the past 2 years was commanded to leave, and I truly feel that it is gone. I now know who I am, the precious, precious daughter of Almighty God. He created me, and everything is created is good. And, you know, all that stuff about I am good, I am worthy of love, I'm worthy of faithfulness, I'm worthy of sacrifice. Thank you again for bringing this ministry to the world. I'm looking forward to sharing all. So anyway, this is a woman who was set free.
You know, when she says, "I am worthy of this," see, this is what people go around thinking, that they're not worthy of any true happiness, you know, in connection with our Lord and so forth, that we're not released from all this anxiety and fear and whatever little prison we live in because of the lies that Satan tells us. Mm-hmm. And we buy it because it's repeated over and over again. Mm-hmm. And as we go through life, sometimes, you know, people in our lives seem to substantiate that, when it, in reality, it's really not true. So this is a process, the Unbound, and it's something that once you experience it, or once you read about it, or once you go to one of their conferences, it stays with you, and it equips you to fight against the evil one. And if for no other reason, I would go through it for that.
Amen. So our show is drawing to a close, but let me repeat the five keys until the next time that we meet. Repent. So look for things in your lives, ways in which you may have failed, and repent and believe. 2, forgive those who have hurt you. Just forgive generously and from the heart. 3, renounce the power of the brokenness or of the sin or of the unforgiveness or whatever that's in your lives. Renounce it. Take authority, which means break the power of that particular burden or spirit and tell them to leave in the name of Jesus. And then finally, replace all that hurt, all that unforgiveness, all that woundedness, all that rejection, all that stuff with the blessing of the Father. If we could just get a better handle on God our Father. As a culture, we're just an orphan culture, aren't we? You know, let's talk about that a little bit more next time. We thank you for joining us.